You're listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, when we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. The holiday season can be a rough time for those among us who don't have enough to eat, but it's also the time when local food banks see their largest donation volume of the year. Today we take a trip to the Greater Lansing Food Bank, which is busy trying to clear out its stock over the next couple of weeks. Current State's Kevin Lavery met with the food bank's executive director, Joe Wald, at the entry point of the facility's main warehouse in North Lansing.
This is where food comes in from retail stores from around the seven counties we serve. We do pickups every day at Meijer, at Walmart, at Sam's, and many, many other stores. Literally thousands of pounds of food come into us so that we can check it and then redistribute it. And the food that comes in, we get everything from dry goods, canned goods, produce, meats, other frozen food. And every item, every single item that comes in, we have our volunteers check to make sure that the package isn't torn, it's not outdated, the can is not dented. We want to distribute the same type of food looking exactly the same way as if you or I were to go into a store to purchase it. And we have nearly 30,000 hours of volunteers that we could not afford if we had to pay. So the community steps up in many, many ways.
As you say, Joe, this is from retailers, most of the food we're seeing in front of us. This is food they can't sell or it's nearing its expiration date. Why is it no longer on their shelves?
So it is still good food. In produce, it may be food that is nearing expiration, similarly to the cans and the boxes or the meats. And so we check it. It may be, in fact, that one of the retailers has changed their packaging. And so they don't want to sell the old packaging, so they give it to us because they know that we will give it away. So everything that we put on our inventory list is good food. It meets all government standards, and we make sure that this food is in good shape. It's the same thing that we would want if we were to go shopping.
This is Christmas week. Is the volume that we're seeing in front of us today, Joe, typical of what you see in the days leading up to Christmas in terms of how much food's coming in and how much is going out?
This is pretty typical of what we see. We've got thousands of pounds of food, but within 2 weeks, this will all be out. The need for food support just in Ingham County has increased by more than 10% from last year to this year, same time. The outlying counties, it's pretty stable. But the greater Lansing area, what we've seen is that the need is increasing, that hunger is still very real and unfortunately growing.
Despite the fact that we're generally seeing signs of the Great Recession fading.
Despite those signs. And so what we're seeing is we've got a very different picture than what we probably had 5 or 6 years ago. We're using a term called food insecurity. And this is a nationwide term that is really describing the situation today. And that situation is that we have people who are working, who have some insurance but really are underinsured, who have families to support, and they don't have enough financial means to pay for all their bills, which means that they have to choose between whether they're going to pay for food or medications or rent or utilities or gas for their cars if they have cars. And so what we try to do at the Greater Lansing Food Bank is to take food out of that equation, because our philosophy has always been, and we think the community supports us in this, no one in our community should go hungry.
We're talking with Joe Wald, the executive director of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. Let's follow the sound of shipping tape and other things that are bumping around in this warehouse. Let's take a little tour, if you don't mind.
We'll take a tour. So we're leaving the area where we've got the major food that's just come in, and now we're walking into our volunteer area. And as I said, we are so blessed in this community because people of all ages, of all racial backgrounds, of all religious backgrounds, all ethnicities, come here to help us. We have people often who are here, and I ask them, well, tell me why you're helping. And I said, because just a few years ago, you helped me.
Is hunger a more acute problem around the Christmas holiday? What was it like also a year ago when we had that horrendous ice storm right at Christmas?
Well, interesting, a year ago, What we found is that when people got back into their houses and finally got power back, and in fact we were out of power here, thank goodness, years ago a backup system was put in or we would have lost everything. So we stayed in operations. But as power came back to people, they came to us and said, I've lost all my food. I've had no refrigerator, no power. And so suddenly we had people who were doing okay, who needed help, and thank goodness we were able to help them. So as far as year-round, the need is there. I think the awareness is heightened over the holidays, but comes January and February and March, that same need is still going to be there.
You've got a thick sweater on. I'm wearing my winter coat. Let's go see the freezer.
Sounds good.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, huh?
And all the volunteers are much better looking than I am here, so. You know.
Thank God it's radio.
That's right. So we're heading into our main shipping area now. We've got lift trucks who are loading and unloading trucks to get out final shipments for the holidays. One other thing that we're doing is when we merged the Greater Lansing Food Bank and the Mid-Michigan Food Bank in 2012, we acquired the building of the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. It is now approaching 45 or 50 years old, and it's kind of tired. And one of the areas that that we are most concerned about is that we have a large freezer where we store all types of frozen foods, our meats, and the seals on the doors are just about gone. And we have noticed that we're having trouble maintaining the required temperature. So what we are doing now is we are shipping all of our frozen food out that we can. We have rented a freezer truck that we will store in the back to move food in and out that we need to. But for the next week to 10 days, our freezer and cold room will be down so that we can bring in new seals. And, you know, it's the things that you have to do to run a business. You know, we are looking in the next couple of years, the potential of having to put a new roof on the building. A 50-year-old roof is not going to last much, many more winters. And so
when you talk about having an overhead cost, you really do have an overhead cost.
It quite literally is over our head here. It's an old building with some old trucks. Now, we've got some new trucks to help, but, you know, it's part of the cost of running a regional food bank. And so we are doing everything that we can to make sure that we are as efficient as we can, that we get sufficient quantities of healthy food, you know, out to people across the communities that we serve.
Looking ahead to 2015, do you and your organization look at economic forecasts, trends in employment over the course of a coming year to anticipate the size of the workforce, who may be hungry, who may be out of a job, how much business you may be having to do soon?
We as a food bank and as a part of a food bank network are always looking at trends. We're trying to stay up on that so we understand what need is going to be. We are only able to send out as much food as the community will help us to have. It's through the donations of food from the retailers. It's through the donations of financial support from the community. We will buy more than $1 million worth of food this year to bring in and ship out, in addition to all the food that was donated. And so we see in the short term, unfortunately, that the need will probably maintain at a minimum or more likely increase before it starts decreasing. And so we want to make sure that we can meet that need across the community. We're very concerned about children and about seniors, about retirees who thought that they had their retirement all set, and now they're finding that they can't quite make it. And so the two ends of the spectrum and everybody in between, there are needs out there. You know, poverty does not just afflict the poor. You know, poverty afflicts everybody, you know, across the community. And so we want to make sure that we're there to help people when there's a need.
Joe Wald is the executive director of the Greater Lansing Food Bank. Important topic, an issue that's not going away. Thanks for explaining it.
We want to wish everybody a happy, healthy holiday and hope that they never need our services, but if they do, we are here to help.
I'm grateful to hear you say that. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
If you'd like to nominate someone or an organization to be featured in our Neighbors in Action segment, please send an email to currentstate@wkar.org, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.